Praise the Lord. Message number 294. The title of this message, God's Calling Requirements, Part 22. And we speak here about having the correct faith. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke, Luke chapter 17, and we're going to read from verse 1 to verse 10. Luke 17, verse 1 to verse 10. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause people to stumble are bound to come, but woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. So watch yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. Even if he sin against you seven times in a day, and seven times come and say to you, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." The apostles say to the Lord, "Increase our faith." He replied, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you. Suppose one of you has a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Will he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, 'Come along now and sit down to eat'? Won't he rather say, 'Prepare my supper and get yourself ready and wait on me while I eat and drink? After that, you may eat and drink.' Will he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty.'" And let's read also that in King James Version. We will read it in also King James Version. Luke chapter 17, verse 1 to verse 10. "Then said he unto his disciples, 'It is impossible, but the offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day then again to thee, saying, 'I repent,' thou shalt forgive him." And the apostles said unto the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you must say unto this sycamore tree, 'Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea,' and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, 'Go and sit down to meat,' and will not rather say unto him, 'Make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink?' Doth he thank the servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. So likewise, ye, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, 'We are unprofitable servant. We have done that which our duty to do.'" Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness. and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to lead us, to guide us, to direct us. We thank you from the depth of our heart for your word that you always sent to us, and always you send it on time and for a purpose, to correct us, to teach us, to admonish us, to lead us, to help us to face struggles and trials in this life. In the name of Jesus, O God, I pray, anoint my lips and put a statement and verses to help and to encourage your people so that they will know your ways and they will follow your commands. I pray, O God, that this message will use it to correct people, life and faith, and bring people back to you in repentance, helping them to realize that they need to save you, that they need to continue to do your will, continue to do what you had commanded them to do. In the name of Jesus, take this message, Lord, and let it reach those who need of this word of yours, and let it also reach this message those who are waiting to hear your word and your voice. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Here the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, he was speaking to the people. In Luke chapter 16, he was starting speaking about the story of Lazarus and the rich man. And here he continued, and he was speaking to his disciples about important principles about faith and how they need to conduct themselves in this world. He told them that in verse 1, what he told them, that things that cause people to stumble or to fall away or and to go away from the Lord, the offenses that it may come in our life, it will happen. What he is telling them, that is something, it will take a place. Offenses, things that cause you to stumble, it will happen. It will come. Offenses will come. Obstacles will come. Stumbling block will come. People will sin against you will come. People will do bad to you will come. People that you are done good to them and they are paying you evil for good, it will happen. But what I want you to do is that you continue to keep your testimony as a disciple of Jesus and keep yourself tidy so that your life will be a good example to others. But the Lord is saying to his disciple, even if you have been hurt, offended, people hurt you, harm you, offenses come into your life, had hurt you, still you need to keep your integrity, you keep your accountability to me, to the Lord, so that your testimony will be kept alright. You will be keeping yourself as a good model so that others will see your life and they will not stumble. You have no excuse at all. Whatever circumstances, whatever the pressure that you had passed through and they had put on you, still, God wants you not to go away from Him. God wants you to serve Him. God wants you that your life will be a good testimony to others. Still the Lord needing you to be obedient to your calling and to keep the good testimony, so others will know and see Christ in you. In this life, we are accountable to God to keep the correct pattern of life. You are accountable to the Lord to keep the correct pattern of life, so that people who are waiting for the Lord, they will see the Lord in your life. Christian should be a written word testimony. When the non-believer, they cannot read the Bible, but they can see our life. They can see that even we are hurt, harmed, still we are keeping our commitment unto the Lord. They will watch, they will observe. And that's why he is telling us today. Offenses, stumbling blocks will come. But I need you, my children, to be the same. Continue to do the work that had been entrusted to you. That is not excuse for you to say, forgive me, Lord, I'm going to go away, give me space. No. You need to overcome. You need to bear it. You need to swallow it. And you need to go forward with the call of God in your life. God surely will deal with those who had caused offense to us. But we need to deal also with ourselves. We need to continue. We need not to use the offenses as excuse for us to run away from the call of God and from the will of God and do the work of the Lord. Vengeance belongs to God. He will deal with those who harm us, and God allow it. So at least he will test us. He will see what kind of workers we are. Are we a people who are only serving the Lord and praising the Lord and worshiping him when everything is fine and well? When he is there with us in every minute and he answers our prayers? Only we are with him at these moments? How about if things go wrong? Will he come to abide and continue to live for him? That's here the first important point in God's calling requirement, to keep the correct faith. Correct faith, whatever circumstances, Lord, I'm going to bear it. I just need you to help me, but my decision, Lord, I will not be going away from you. I will not be back out from the calling that you had and trust for me to do. Take heed of yourself. Watch yourself. Offenses will come. Avoid revenge. Avoid retaliation. Even you get hurt, you pray to God. You ask God what you need to do. And when he tells you something to do, then that particular things you do. When offenses will come, first thing the people will imagine that we will revenge, we will retaliate, we will answer back. That if we do these things will cause others to stumble. If they are seeing us revenging, if they are seeing us retaliating, they will not see Christ in us, they will see devil in us. And that's where here our commitment to bear that pain and that hurt. What we need to do? When you are hurt, you pray and ask God to lead you what you need to do. The Holy Spirit will speak to you. If you carry the right faith, the correct faith, sure you will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And he will tell you exactly what you need to do. Not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. The Lord will teach you the right things of what you need to do. Remember, your life is testimony to other people. If you misbehave, retaliate, fight back, you do evil, you pay evil for evil, others who are around you, they will stumble because of your disobedience to the calling of God in your life. The next point that the Lord spoke to his apostle. He said, if your brother trespass against you, if your brother sins against you, rebuke him. Those who sin against us, those who do wrong, we are accountable to face them, not to fight with them. We are accountable to face them and rebuke them for their sin. He says, if your brother sin against you, rebuke him, not to flatter him. You know, nowadays, flattering going on in the body of Christ. This is sin, this is fine, it's okay, don't worry. than getting bodies. No one is rebuking, no one is defining sin, put the sin between two brackets and condemn it. The Lord told his apostles, when there is somebody sin, it's not that you go and face him. It's not that because you go, you need to go and face him. But you need to go and face him in order to face the sin that he did. When you rebuke him, you are telling that sin is not acceptable in our midst. And that's the true love of God. When people sin and no one is rebuking, they are not loving the people, they are harming the people. We are called to go and face. Many people, when they get somebody sin against them, they will not go and face. They will go and speak to somebody else. They will go around. They carry their hurt and they carry their baggages. But they will not go and face and finish the issue. They will not go and rebuke. Here, transparency is needed and required inside the body of Christ. Sin should not be kept, not dealt with inside the church. And what he say, if your brother sin, forgive him. And if he repent, if your brother sin, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. So here forgiveness is come only after the person repent. It's not that forgive him if he says sorry. And many people, they say, sorry, forgive me, but there's no repentance. When he say, I repent, it means there must be a fruit of repentance. God wants us to forgive sinners and accept them after they had been repented. God really wants us to forgive those who repent. God did not say that forgive those who say sorry. And when we say that, when he said that, forgive him after he say I repent, it means there must be a fruit goes with repentance. The apostles, when they hear that, they came to the Lord. They were with him. They came to the Lord and spoke. What they told him, Lord, increase our faith. Why they told him increase our faith? What the meaning of that? The Lord asked him to be accountable to him in their life. God, the Lord also asked him to be transparent in dealing with sin and very particular about it. That they should forgive those who repent. When you say, if he will come to you seven times he sin against you and he come to you in the day, seven times you say, I repent. What the Lord wants here is that there must be repentance. Sin had been dealt with properly. That's what the church is lacking today. When they come to me and say, Lord, increase our faith, it means, Lord, it is heavy things for us to do. Or they were not willing to face people to go and rebuke. They were not willing to go and scrutinize sin. Also, they are not willing to keep the testimony, to keep the ministry, if they will face offenses. That's why they say to the Lord, increase our faith. It means that they cannot do what he asked them to do. Their faith was incorrect faith. They have faith actually, but it's in a wrong way, wrong faith. Christ for us sometimes, for the apostles, for the word, for the disciples, certain times you think that Christ only miracles and wonders. And you pray, he answer prayer. But what he spoke here in Luke 17, as we have read, is the kind of faith that we need to keep our commitment to the Lord even if it is hurt. We need to be accountable and to deal with sin and keep it transparency and willingness to suffer. And when they say to the Lord, increase our faith, what the Lord told them, the Lord, he understood what they are telling him. Lord, you can do it, but we are not ready for that yet. That's why he gave them another parable to explain to them what they need. It's not faith. It's not increasing faith. He told them, you know, if you have a faith of as small as mustard seed, you can say to this sycamore fig tree or this mulberry tree to be plucked up and be planted in the sea, and it will obey you. What Jesus is saying here, that if you have a faith in size, the same the size of the mustard seed. You know, mustard seed is a very small size seed. You know, very small size seed. So even if your faith very, 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 very small, still, if you are willing to obey, you can do that what I ask you. But if you are not willing to obey, even if your faith is very big, and you are not willing to obey, then I cannot help you. Many disciples, for them faith is miracles and wonders, but themselves are not willing to do their part by obeying and implementing Christ's instruction. And that needs to be corrected here today in your life and in your faith. Hear it very well. That's for you. Precisely, faith is to precisely obey the commands of God. You cannot do your own in a simple language. And further, the Lord responds to them when he tells them another story. Suppose somebody have a servant, you have a servant, and then he walk in the field. Suppose one of you has a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Will he say to that servant when he comes from the field, come along now and sit down to eat? Would not be rather say, prepare me my supper, get yourself ready and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that, you may eat and drink. Will he thank the servant because he did what he was taught to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were taught to do, should say, we are unworthy servant. We have done only our duty. Here, the Lord is speaking to them about the correct faith. What kind of life you expect to live your life? Are you want to live a luxurious life without suffering, without hard work, without accountability, without laboring? That is not the faith that the Lord preach. Here in the story, Jesus was telling them that they are accountable to God to do him service and to comply with the kind of life that he ordained for them to live. If God had ordained for me a certain kind of life, I cannot change it. I need to comply. I have to bear it. I have to suffer. I have to bear the pain. God also instructed them with the story how their faith will be corrected, and how their faith will be increasing by their willingness to accept suffering, hard work, and humiliation for the sake of Christ. The story is really speak about even willing to not only suffer, but be humiliated for Christ's sake. Many nowadays, in their mind, they expect when they are coming to Christ, they receive privilege, authorities, financial gains, leisure, and more better facilities. But the story that Jesus, the two stories about the mustard seed and about the servant working the master, has shown to the apostles that things what they carry in their mind is not correct, and they need to renew their mind. They need to be transformed by accepting the way of life that Christ ordained for them. What do you expect here in your life? As you are a disciple, a worker, in whatever ministry, in whatever congregation, whatever church you are now, What do you expect if you want to serve God? You expect to get involved in hard work of different kinds and long hours. They are servants. Well, get involved in plowing the field, feeding the cattle, getting up early morning, 5 o'clock, with the first ray of the sun, they will wake up, and they will come with the sunset, 6 or 7 p.m. in the night, in the evening. Work laboring very hard, and then when he come back, he need to prepare the dinner, and wait for him, wait for his master to eat. After that, he would eat. Even he was coming home exhausted, still, he need to continue the work. He need to continue his assignment. Therefore, we need to be patient and persevering in doing all our assignments. Not only what you like, not only what you can do, but there's assignments. God, the Lord will not give you more than what you bear. But truly God is very particular about it, that we really, really need to put us, He will put us into labor, and we need to accept it. Don't grumble. Don't say, I don't have faith, increase my faith. Don't say, I cannot do it. The most important thing is, are you willing to do it or no? And then, if you are willing, the Lord will help you. Don't grumble, but rather be thankful to the Lord. You know, from the story of the servant, somebody will say, what kind of life this man is living then? From morning to evening, but he's obeying. What is the benefit of his obedience? God will reward him. And there are things and privileges in between you can see. That this man has a work. Praise the Lord, you have work, you have income. This man, as he labor, he has satisfaction because he's obeying God and working hard and providing the needs for him and his family and for the ministry. This man has food to eat and water to drink. He has accommodation. Be thankful to God for all these things. Be thankful that you know Christ. Be thankful that He is calling you to serve Him. Be thankful that He allowed trials. Be thankful more that He has given you the good health and the strength to bear the suffering in this calling of God while we are on earth, till He come and take us with Him to heaven. Have a correct faith. Don't put in your mind that people will think about your hard work and offer you rest and food to eat. You know, many times people, people should think about me. I'm working very hard and they must appreciate me. They must feel my pain. They must give me some rest. Please sit down, take tea. You are working so hard. We are so much thinking about you. No, that is nothing that is not required of the people that you are serving. But the point here that you must put it in your mind that you should not think about that someone will appreciate you. Because if you have put it in your mind that someone will appreciate you and someone should show you emotion with you to comfort you, and that did not happen, how you feel? You will feel very bad and you cannot bear it. Keep your emotional ways. Are you serving the Lord? Oh yes, I am serving the Lord. Then to whom you are doing all these things? For the people? For the church? For me? For somebody else? No. If you are going to do it for the Lord, you will never be frustrated because the Lord will be along the way with you. If that's your principle, I'm doing it for the Lord, His voice will be clear to you. But if you are doing it just for the sake of the people, to satisfy them, to attract their attention, their sympathy, their emotion with you, that will not help you at all. You know, this is a good policy and strategy to adopt. Never put such things in your mind. Oh, people should feel about me. No, they should not feel. Christ is feeling about you. God is know about you with he, what you are doing. You know, at the middle of the day when you are sitting and gone and you have much to do and no one, you know, it's not that no one around you, but no one will be able to give you strength if the Lord will not give you. You really need God in your life. You should have a correct faith. One small thing I want to tell. Don't put in your mind appreciation, invitation, gratefulness and gratitude toward your good service and deeds to the people. God may use you to save people, give them good service. They should be grateful to you. They should pay you back. But this one, don't put it in your mind or waiting for them to appreciate or be grateful or have gratitude. Otherwise, you will be shocked. Otherwise, you will be discouraged. Otherwise, if they will not pay back, you will be having another offense. And that will affect your faith and your psyche and affect your mind and it will finally will affect your performance. You know, some people get sick because they were expecting something from people and did not get it. You know what he say here? In the story that Jesus say, when he come from the work, will he say to him, by and by sit down and eat? Will he thank him? Will he appreciate him? No. That's the same mind you should have. You are not doing it for people. You are doing it for God. And that's why you need to not focus on these things. I'll give you good schedules to do. Check your duties and your responsibility. Check what God wants you to do. These things you do. Check them. Review all what you need to do and be sure that you do them all. Also, check what the Lord had asked you to do and you did not do. You need to accomplish them quickly. Check also what the thing that you are not asked by God to do. This you need to stop. Because these are the cause of frustration, cause of backsliding, cause of being away from God, cause of giving you wrong mind. I pray that the message today will reinstate you where God wants you to be, will help you to catch back to the right track in serving the Lord. And when you have done all these things you are commanded to do, you say, I am unprofitable, I am unworthy servant, I have done all what is my duty to do. Come, let's pray, come, come. Remove the baggages, remove the anger, the pain, the grumbling, you all in the name of Jesus. I rebuke trusting men, I rebuke unforgiveness, I rebuke self-pity from the life of my brothers and sisters, life of the church. I rebuke all this evil spirit, name of Jesus. Oh God, come, bless your church and your people. You help them, oh God, to come back to you in repentance in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray, tell him, Lord, help me. I'm coming back to you, Lord. I'm having the correct faith. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the rebuke. Oh God, I'm going to do what you asked me. Oh God, I make my commitment today. I will not back out. Whatever the offenses, circumstances, I just need your help so I can continue. Oh God, I'm coming back to you, Lord. I will face sin. I will love my brothers in the right way to rebuke them face to face so that they will repent. And Lord, those who repent, I will forgive them, oh God, I will receive them. Oh Lord, I will keep my testimony correct, oh God. I will work hard, long hours, and all my skills. I am willing, oh God, restore me back to you, Lord. I am willing to serve you, Lord. Here am I, oh God, help me, Lord. I pray, Lord, for all my brothers and sisters who pray, who cry out to you, God. You bless them, oh God. You restore them. You comfort them in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, watch over their life. Oh God, thank you. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness and your faithfulness. Thank you for this word of yours that you sent us today. We need it, oh God. Let be a healing. Let be wholeness. Let be a hope. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.